It is my pleasure, my distinct pleasure, to welcome my guest to the airwaves of Pioneer Radio. We've known each other for a long time, close to 8 years now. I met him when I first started at Pioneer up in Thief River 7 years ago. It is the one and the only, thank goodness, Carl Unbehound. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Rom. How are you doing?
I am good. It is so nice to talk to you again. We haven't chatted for a while. Carl is what I would call a man of flair, okay? A very creative man. And we're going to talk about that aspect of his life right now in the time we have. Carl, let's talk about your interest in music and how far back that goes. When were you first really interested in music, listening to it and playing it?
You know, Ron, my mom was always singing around the house. She was from the south side of Chicago, and she grew up on big band music, so I was always hearing that. And she had a real love for just classic pop music. To her, a song wasn't a song unless it had a good melody.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, I feel the same way.
So you're exposed to it back then, growing up, and as you were growing older, did you have any formal training in music?
I took accordion lessons for a couple years when I was probably about 10.
Oh, okay.
And that didn't last. In junior high, I tried saxophone for alto sax for a couple weeks, but nobody wanted me practicing around the house, so I gave that up. Then my older brother Joseph got into a rock and roll band, the first one in our county, Polk County, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called the Tremadons. And he was in college and I was in junior high, and one day he asked if I'd like to join the band because their bass player was moving away.
Right.
And that's really where it all started.
Okay. So your brother was a mentor. Any other people influenced you in music when you were younger?
Well, just basically the people who I got into bands with. I first worked with my brother, and then I moved. Bands didn't seem to last very long, you know, several months at a time. So I went from one band to another, and I think the other person who most influenced me was my old drummer from a group called the Esquires. And we later played in a group called Spunk, and we did a two-piece called Plan B. And his name is Donald Karski.
Donald Karski.
Yes.
Okay.
From North Branch, Minnesota. And you can actually see Don if you go on YouTube and look up something called Conga Poems. He looks very much like a wizard right out of The Hobbit.
Really?
Well, long white beard, long white hair.
Okay.
But when I met Don, he was a greaser playing drums. And
yeah.
Don recorded a lot of my original music back in the early 70s and has to this date been my biggest supporter.
What I love about Carl in many ways, he has so many unique qualities that are just so fun to experience. And one of them is his dry sense of humor. Is dry the right term for it, Carl?
Yeah, if a little bent, maybe. Yeah.
A little bent. How about dusty?
Well, you know, I've got a lot of jokes that are really outdated and they don't sell too well anymore. Like
okay.
The one, what does Central America and an LP album have in common?
What does Central America and an LP album have in common? I have no idea.
They each have 33 and a third revolutions per minute. But I don't get much out of that joke anymore.
Bada bing, bada boom. All right. Back to your music now. So you're performing, you're experiencing music. When did you start writing music, Carl?
I think the first song I wrote was when I was about 12, and it was about one of my mother's friends who didn't have a driver's license, so she was always calling my mother up to give her rides into town.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then I wrote one about my dog, and then when I hit my stride in my late teens, I really started writing seriously. Although to this date, I have achieved no financial success at it.
How many songs have you written, by the way? Have you counted?
Well, completed, I suppose, about 300, but I probably have that many that are unfinished.
Okay.
I tend to be a little procrastinate.
Yeah.
Nating at that.
Now, on a serious note, Carl has sent his music off to record producers, folks who are what I would call mucky mucks in music, right?
Well, I tried some of that back in my 20s. The only time I ever got my foot in the door was back in 1998 when I went to Nashville and tried to spread my CDs around town. Not CDs, cassettes at that time.
Yeah.
And I found out quickly that unless you are introduced to them by a music lawyer, you really have no chance at all.
No chance. Okay.
But I got into one door because a gentleman named Dennis Morgan, who has Morgan Sounds and Little Shop of Morgan Songs, very famous songwriter. He wrote songs like Smoky Mountain Rain, I Wouldn't Have Missed It for the World, Nobody for Sylvia, just on and on. He went to high school with my neighbor in Thief River Falls.
Really?
And that got me in the door, and he actually agreed to publish one song, but now it's been 20 years, and nothing has come of it.
Okay. Well, we have a sample of Carl's music, and this song is called Visitor's Day. I'm assuming it was written by you, Carl. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Visitor's Day, Carl Unbehown on Pioneer 90.1.
But things soon changed. You visit me each weekend to see if I'm doing fine. You press your hand against the glass as if touching mine. You whisper me sweet nothings and say you'll always wait for me. But you didn't come this weekend. I only got a card saying you're quite busy and that you're working hard. And then you mentioned Roger, your newest neighbor down the hall. Now it's Roger this, Roger that. Roger's pretty Siamese cat. Roger's new Mercedes-Benz. And it says here your only friends. And that he gives a lot to charity. But it's another crappy Visitor's Day for me.
Carl Unbehown on Pioneer Radio, my guest this Tuesday. Carl, how would you define your music?
Well, I am most known for my quirky, humorous songs. That one included. It's about actually based on one of my nephews who found out it doesn't pay to sell meth to an undercover cop. And so he went into prison for about 8 years and really got his life straightened around. But it's just basically about he goes into prison and then finds out his love of his life is no longer the love of his life. And that's what Visitor's Day is all about.
Yeah, yeah. So your music reflects life. It does in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and then but I also have a kind of, I'm a little bipolar musically. I also write a lot of pensive love songs and topical songs. Like I just finished my, a few months back, my song called OJ's on the Loose, which I coordinated with OJ's getting out of prison.
OJ who?
Well, he actually came out with a whimper rather than a bang, like I thought he would.
He did.
And you can find that on YouTube also. Okay. OJ's on the Loose.
OJ's on the Loose. OJ Simpson. Now, you're part of a very important association in Minnesota. Tell me about that.
I am. I'm a very proud member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters, which has been around for, over 20 years. And they are a volunteer, member-supported organization whose mission is to inspire, and I'm reading this off their website, educate and strengthen the songwriting and performance skills of its members through seminars, workshops, review meetings, showcases, and networking opportunities while encouraging collaboration and exploration of the creative process.
It sounds very good, you know.
Yeah, yeah, $35 a year, and and you can avail yourself of all sorts of activities. The downside is I live 300 miles from the Twin Cities, so I don't really get a chance to take part in things like their monthly meetings and songwriting review sessions.
Yeah.
But the camaraderie I've gained through it has just been invaluable.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also host a program on Pioneer Radio on Thursday nights and have done so for many years. How many years has it been now?
It's like 6.5 now, I think.
Wow, yeah.
That's something.
Minnesota Home Brew, and that begins at 7 o'clock every Thursday night, right?
Yeah, it's a one-hour show featuring original music only by Minnesota songwriters or people who have a strong connection to Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Maybe you lived here at one time or went to college here. And I get a lot of music from the Minnesota Association of Songwriters members.
Now, the Arts Council, based in Warren, is having a big art exhibit and expo, Arts Expo, coming up in late April, April 28th, at the Ralph and Thief River. And you're going to be there, is that right?
I understand I'm going to be there,
yeah.
And I've been asked to bring my guitar and to share. And I've already gotten a big envelope of promotional information from Minnesota Association of Songwriters. So there will be brochures there. And we'll be sharing information about that organization and about songwriting in general.